as we continue on in our Great Adventure series that is a part of the Men's Fraternity Study, we're now in a session entitled The Adventurer's Wiring. And so as you look at the chart that is before you, or you can draw out a chart, draw out a box with three columns, and put a circle in the middle of the center column, and just write in the word pursuits. Pursuits. On either side of the rectangle or box, put a couple of diamond-shaped boxes, and on the left side, write in birth, and under that, design. And we focus our attention on Psalm 139 and verse 14. It says, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. And so, right from the get-go, you and I have designs that make us all that we're to be. And we have to have an understanding of that, and we get that as we go through time, as we're spending time with people, as we watch our passions, our desires, what moves us, and we're just wired a certain way. And if you had at the bottom of the first column there on the left, write the word positives and have an arrow going up toward the middle. And it's all the positives. And at the top of that column, put the words past experiences. And so coming from the bottom, going up is the positives. The people that have poured into your life in a positive way. The good things that have happened from your perspective that you can look back and go, boy, that was a positive thing in my life. The friends that I've had, the family members, and it's all positives. And that comes up toward the middle. Then at the top, put the word negatives. And underneath that, wounds and unfinished business. Okay, so, and those are exist too. You may not have had a great family. You may not have had good friends. But you know that those are past experiences. Those are wounds that have happened to you. There's unfinished business, things that you regret that you wanted to get done, but you did not get done. And in that middle line there, between those two arrows, the negatives going down, the positives going up, write the word carryovers, carryovers. And so from birth design, that diamond, you're putting an arrow going to the right, and there the word carryovers is, and that leads to the pursuits in that middle column. And carryovers are literally what you carry over, and those can be the negatives, and those can be the positives. And what you allow to dominate will be the stronger carryover as you move ahead. Into the center column at the top, put the words present lifestyle. Present lifestyle. And like you did with the word positives, in that middle column, write the word convictions, and in parentheses, put the word stabilizers, and have an arrow going up toward the word pursuits in that circle there. And those are the things that you have as beliefs right now, and you actually live them. It isn't just words that you say you have in your life, but those are convictions. Those are things that determine what and how you live your life. At the top of that column, put the word problems, and in parentheses underneath that, put destabilizers with an arrow going down into the pursuits. And those are things that can throw you off in this present time right now. And so you've got your past experiences with its positive and negatives, and that has carryovers from your birth and design, but then you have this present lifestyle that has convictions and stabilizers and problems and destabilizers, and that's just a reality. You understand that as you're heading forward in your life. And then lastly, as you have that arrow that has moved from right from birth design to carryovers to pursuits, we come to that third column. And at the top of the third column is the words future perspectives. Future perspectives. And at the top, with an arrow going down, the words my dreams. Basically, what makes me come alive? What as I look to the future, what makes me come alive? And in the middle there is the word plans. So you have birth design, carryovers, pursuits in a circle there, another arrow moving toward your right, and the word plans. And those dreams, what makes you come alive, that has bearing on the plans that you make. And at the bottom, with an arrow going up, is God's purposes, what he's doing to will and to do of his good pleasure in your life. And you see that, and you want to make plans that have bearing on that. And as you look at that, there's the diamond that's on the right, and you write the words death and legacy. Death and legacy. And you have an arrow going toward that from the box, the main box, but you have an arrow from death and legacy pointing back to the main box, because you are going to impact the lives of people. When you die, what will people say at your funeral? Mark did this in my life. Zach had an impact on my life in this way. Jason, when I look back on him, impacted me in a powerful way. Those are the things that, when it all comes down, truly matter. That's the legacy. And on that side, or the right side there with that diamond with death and legacy, it's not, but that isn't where it just stays. When you think about it, there's a little arrow going up and almost like a thought bubble, a cloud, write the words eternity and destiny. Okay? Because we don't stop existing. We live eternally. And what did we do with this life? Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. So what does that look like for you? And all of those things, the carryovers, the pursuits, the plans, that have bearing on what your future looks like. So think seriously about that as we're wrapping up. Four summary observations. A, knowing my design is critical for understanding and rightly positioning my life. B, the past is always with us for good or bad. C, how we see and embrace the future affects our lives much more than most of us know. And D, the wise adventurer always lives with the end in mind. So look over that diagram for a moment, using it to test each of the circuits of your life. Where would the obvious pluses and minuses be? Number two, share with your group one plus and one minus from your diagram and explain why you picked those. Number three, what are the questions that come to mind as you look at the minus you shared with your group? Is there any advice the group can offer to help you? And then four, when you have some private time to carefully assess your life with this diagram, are there some obvious things you need to do or learn or ask for help with in this great adventure together? As you think about that, we're going to try to seek and offer hope as we look to the future, because this is so very, very important. And what you do with this kind of situation, what you do with this lifestyle, is that has eternal bearing on our walk, on our steps that we take. And so think about that as you're filling that in, as you're looking to the future. What does that look like? And then what are you going to do with that as we move ahead together.